All right, well, let's talk about a little bit about the schedule, Coach. We're not far away from the opening games. Again, it is a later-in-the-year heavy schedule, home schedule for the Huskies. Things kick off against Wayne State, like you said, at Wayne State in Detroit on September 4th. The first home game is a homecoming game against Saginaw Valley State. I love our schedule, and I think you do, too.
Well, we are. That first one's going to be very important. You know, we bumped it up to a Thursday night. We've got it on Comcast TV down there, and so we'll play them on a Thursday night, which kind of helps us to give us an extra day or so, because the first two we play are on the road. You know, we go to Wayne, then we got to go right away to Malone, and then third one is our homecoming with Saginaw, and you know, that'll be a big football game. You know, they lost the quarterback, which I think helps you. You like to play people early that have lost the quarterback, because that position takes a while to get used to, and so I think that might help us. And then we, you know, go down the road 100 miles, and then we get a bye. And you know, I think our schedule, if we can get out of the blocks, you know, we got a chance. You know, later in the year when, you know, the Ferrises and Grand Valleys and Ashlands, they all come to our house.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. Grand Valley coming to the Sherman Field at 1 o'clock, October 18th. Mark that on your calendar, along with every other home game for Michigan Tech. Coach, what do we know about the VIP tickets? Are those available yet? Do we wait on those still, or
they usually push those July 1st.
Dirk. Okay,
it's about the date that they've usually pushed those, and you know, we're looking for hopefully same as in the past. You know, we understand how great a deal that's been, and you know, and how well it's been received, and I think everybody's enjoyed it, and we've had, you know, don't get very many complaints, and a lot of renewals and new people every year, so we're very excited about that program.
All right, Coach, well, I might be speaking out of turn. Is there anything we can talk a little bit about? Is there anything we can talk at all about the coaching staff, or is that something we've got to wait out a little bit here?
Well, nothing's been finalized yet, Dirk. You know, I like our staff. You know, and with Tim getting a chance to, you know, to be a head coach, it's a good opportunity for him. I really enjoy our staff that we have. We've got young people that, you know, I think deserve a chance to get full-time status, and you know, and that's the way that we're looking at it. Of course, we can't, you know, make anything public until all the I's and T's have been crossed and dotted, but you know, I feel good. I talked with all of our players. I met with all 90 of them after spring game and the announcements, and they're excited. They feel good with what's happening here and in the plan that was, you know, presented to them. So I feel good.
Well, whatever you come up with, I'm sure it's going to work, because it's worked. It's always worked, and we're looking forward to whatever the staff, however the configuration is underneath you, Coach. Really looking forward to the season. Again, the sports camp's coming up this July, and you can go to the MichiganTechRecreation.com website for all of that. It's real easy. Everything is laid out for you there. And the season starts on September 4th. First home game, September 20th. Tickets will go on sale for the VIP later on this summer. We'll be telling you all about it. And, Coach, we hope you have a great summer. We will talk to you real soon here on Mix 93 as the summer goes along. But enjoy the rest of the spring.
Great. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right. That's head coach Tom Curley for the Michigan Tech football team. We have more of this special edition of Drive Time coming up in just a bit. Right now, weather brought to you by Superior Service.